Everything is a little bit is not yet fixed. Maybe the most important thing is that we announce everything will be announced on the website, on the current LSE website, and I suppose also on the mailing lists. The date is not yet clear, but Marije and Stefan are trying to get it done as soon as possible. As far as I understand, it will a little bit later than the not April but May, or maybe even June. But maybe you want to say something on yourself.
First of all, we'd like to really thank Götz and Frank for putting so much work the last 4 years into this conference. and also for giving us the honor to have their trust that we can do at least as good a job as you guys did in Berlin. Of course, we'll be asking them questions the whole of the year about how did you actually do this? Everything that will be not in the how-to, we'll ask. Yes, the idea to host the LAC in Berlin came up a couple of months ago at the TU, since our institute has been quite active with Linux Audio in the recent time. And yeah, there are several reasons to do it in Berlin. I think it's a very interesting place to do it, as a lot of people from Berlin normally visit here, so at least for the Germans it would save a lot of traveling costs in total. And we have some interesting connections at the TU. There's an annual or biannual festival organized by our studio, so we'll try to combine it with this festival. This is called Inventionen. So for the concert program, we will probably have something like one or two nights with Linux-based music like we're used to from the past conferences, and then have other nights with concerts which are not necessarily Linux-related, but will be interesting nonetheless. Berlin also offers a lot of possibilities to do like late-night concerts kind of things, so we'll have a forum for that also. And we're thinking of a lot of other things we could include in the conference. Of course, we try to take over the good things from the conferences here, try to provide a space where people can just meet and hang out if they're not that interested in the current talk, but are very interested in discussing things on Linux audio with people that are also hanging around there. Anything more? Okay.
Yeah. And also, I think from our point of view, we're kind of handing over this child to you now. But still, you can count that we are be supporting you for sure with certain of the tasks that can be done non-locally, like from here. Perhaps the review process or other tasks that just require to be done upfront. And so I guess this will rather be a symbiosis between the two sides, not something being given away.
And just another thing came to mind. We didn't discuss yet what will happen in 2008. So this is absolutely open. It can be the case that the conference is returning to Karlsruhe, or it can switch to a third place. So this has to be discussed, of course, also.
Okay, then it's very much to the two of you. All the best of luck for the next year. Luck, the best of luck. Perfect. Okay, Stefan, then thank you very much. Have a good trip back. And then we'll be continuing with the results of the workshops. Sorry? Oh, yes, you did a workshop? Hey, you're the first to do. Okay, then we'll just start with you with the results of your workshop. Can you do that?
Okay, the main result is that there weren't any results or conclusions. It was the workshop was about Faust, SuperCollider, and Q, and we provided, I think, a decent overview of the current system and maybe some directions for future development, but there's nothing concrete yet having come out of this workshop. So thanks for attending the workshop. It was actually, I think, there were quite some attendance, I think 11 or something. And yeah, thanks, it was fun.
Okay, then next on the list then would be Fons Adriansen, who did at least two workshops. I didn't count how many there were in total, but there were several. Just sum up what you found and what you realized.
Thank you. So the first workshop was related to the measurement of impulse responses in the Cubus. Together with the Tonmeister in charge of the Cubus, Joachim, we set up something like 10 microphone channels and about 5 speakers. So that's a total of 50 impulse responses we measured. There was a lot of discussion, questions, answers. We also discovered a bug in the program, which meant that some of the measurements were invalid, but we were able to redo them, and so we have all the results. In fact, we planned to have. So I'm satisfied about this workshop very much, really, and I should take this opportunity to thank the people of ZKM to giving me the chance to do it in such a fine concert place. Thank you. Second one, this was not really a workshop, it was a demo of Aeolus, the organ software. That was quite kind of funny. It was in a small room on the second floor here, about 6 by 6 meters, something like that. We set up 8 speakers in an ambisonic setup. So we had something like 6 good listening places. We put there 6 chairs for people to listen, and that's about the number that I expected. And then the thing began yesterday at 4 o'clock, and within 5 minutes the room was packed. I think something like 25 were in there and stayed in there. We listened to lots of music sent in by users of Aeolus. We discussed lots of things. And in the end, I just had to throw the people out because the next workshop was starting. So that probably could be called some sort of small success. Then the next one was meant to be to listen to the results of the measurements in the Cubus. And we did. I didn't have much material to demonstrate there, but what there was worked quite well. And that led to a discussion that I think ended around 7 in the room, so 1 hour late, and continued until 8, the start of the concert here in the main hall. So I think the 3 workshops have given me a very good feeling afterwards. So I want to thank all the people who were there and all everyone who contributed to making it a success. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Richard Spindler. I'm from Austria, and I made a workshop about the Open Movie Editor, which is a little project that I started about a year ago about simple to use yet powerful video editor. And I met with a couple of people in the lobby, and I demoed the editor, and I also met Free from the studio or 64 Studio project, and he agreed to create Debian packages for me, which we did today together, and we also had to fix some dependencies, but everything worked all right. So soon there should be Debian packages or Studio or 64 Studio packages, which is really nice. And I also met with a developer from XJDO, the Jack synchronized video player. I forgot the name of him, but anyway, we agreed we may share code, or we may discuss a little further about integrating Jack transport support in my application, so it can be synced to Jack, which is probably very nice. And yeah, that's basically the results of my workshop. Thank you.
Okay, then next we have Reinhard Katzmann and Georg Rudolf, right, from the Node Edit project.
Hello, we did a workshop at Friday, and I mainly presented the current state of Node Edit, and there will be soon a new release, and I've just today found the bug which I was long searching for, and so I'm quite happy. And I also presented the future of Node Edit. We will make a new project called Canoes, and this will simply be the next generation Node Edit. You can call it like this. And there is also a wiki on the Canoes page, and everyone is invited to look at it, what we plan. And we have a very small prototype already. I presented this at a workshop, and this is basically what we are heading to with score editing and Node Edit.
Okay, let me also say a few words. Thanks for the conference. Regarding Node Edit, we had some talks with users, and maybe we will set up some scripting to start up the application connected to Synthesizer, and so that it will be easier for users to use this nice piece of software. Thanks.
Of course, I also want to thank all the people who attended the workshop, and especially the conference, Frank Neumann and his team.
It's not my team. I'm part of their team, rather. But anyway, here's Torben Hohn on the NetJack workshop.
Yeah, we did a workshop on NetJack, and we have set up a cluster, an audio cluster, which had 8 computers, and we had 2 channels of audio going in and out of each machine, which were mixed together on Arduino, and the whole cluster was using one sound card. We were able to use the local laptop speakers and sound cards too, so we had Arduino panning through all the laptops which were in one row, so we had some sort of a laptop wave field or ambisonics, and that worked out quite nice. And we have also seen 2 hydrogens running totally transport synchronized on a sample level, so just nobody noticed, and there were actually 2 hydrogens, could only be detected by muting one. And well, we had all machines playing audio through the sound card, and the latency was JackD was set to 128 periods. And the round-trip latency on the network was 128 samples. So that's like below 10 milliseconds. So it was okay. Well, if you actually want to transport 24 channels with that latency, we're running into some problems. But with gigabit, they should not be there. So with gigabit, you should be able to reproduce this setup with 24 channels running for in and out of all 8 computers at the same latency and all stuff. Well, yeah. And I just forgot that at the Linux Sound Night, you were seeing 2 laptops which didn't have a sound card output to the mixer, so they were just linked to the master, to the NetJack master laptop. And
no more questions, sir. So as I've lost track of the number of workshops we held, were there any other workshops where people who led them are still available and talk? Oh yes, I guess there is one. You want to talk some? Yeah, certainly.
Yeah, we sort of improvised a little workshop, which was more of like a private meeting with 2 of my users, where I just, yeah, could do some really details showing how the program works and where to find the files when things go wrong or don't work. And I think I found one bug, so that's so now I have to fix it. But so I think, yeah, that was quite good. We talked a bit about possible future cooperation, so yeah.
So were there any more workshops I forgot about? No? Okay, then we are almost done. The last few things to say. First, 2 personal thanks I'd like to say out. First, to Julian Klaassen for not only helping yesterday with introducing speakers in this room. This is a task that also has to be done, and we are also happy about volunteers all the time. And also he provided, or he composed, the short piece of music you heard on the first day, on Thursday morning, which was accompanied by those funny slides I did. So this was also Julian's work. Julian, thank you very much. And also, I guess, as you noticed before, the one who contributed pretty much to this year's Linux Audio Conference, once again, to Fons for the tremendous work you've put into your work, your software, your workshops, everything. Thank you. So almost through with it. One last goodie for you. You might probably have seen these nice posters we had outside everywhere in the building, and we have still some of them left. So outside on the info desk, you can grab your own as a takeaway for your next local Linux user group meeting, or just for your wall, or for your toilet, or for anything you like. And now a question for those who are still here tonight. We are planning a final dinner together at the same Italian we were on Wednesday evening. So this will be tonight, starting here at the ZKM at near the entrance at 7:30. So that will be there around 8. I just need some hands to be raised. Who will be there? Let me just count that. Okay, thank you. Yeah, and I guess that's about it, Götz. Anything you want to add now?
Just one thing for the internet people. The proceedings, this year's proceedings, we are going to release, yeah, real soon now. So we won't manage to do the single paper PDFs, but we will just put the complete proceedings online in some 2 hours. Okay.
And then at the end, what always has to be done, the obligatory photos. So all of the, sorry, oh, sorry, Julian. Yes, certainly.
I think we forgot to do one thing, and there is very special thanks to Frank, who did a lot of planning work for this conference, a lot of organization and providing his gear and doing everything, and he's a very gracious host. I think it of course it was not only Frank. It was also another thanks to the ZKM, to Götz and Mark Riedel and to Ludgard to host this thing as they did the last few years. It was again very, very great. Thank you. I think that had to be said. Ich meinte das nur, weil den ZKM hatten sie alle schon gedankt, aber irgendwie wurde es dann nicht erwähnt. Dankeschön.
Okay, so then as the very last step now, we'd like to do the usual group photo right here. So I would like all of the active participants and musicians still around to line up around this desk, and then we'll find some volunteer to take a photo of us. For the rest of you, it's have a good trip back home. I hope you enjoyed the conference, and then see you again in Berlin in 2007. Thanks.